This is the Larry Mueller Show. I'm Jill Nadeau. Thanks for joining us on WPR News today. We're talking about all the great spas and wellness resorts right here in Wisconsin. And you'll hear all about those relaxation destinations from Ann Sayers. She's Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Have you tried a sauna or a massage at a Wisconsin spa? What did you like about it? Where did you go? Give us a call, 800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Secretary Sayers, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. It's always fun to hear about all the cool things that are going on in Wisconsin. And today we're going to talk about some spas. You know, Wisconsin's probably not the top of the list when you think about spas, but we've got tons here, don't we?
I mean, exactly. You know, you might first think about tailgating and cheese curds and
right.
Some of those things about Wisconsin. None of that is wrong. But, you know, we also are really making our way into the wellness space. And it's a good thing because we find that travelers are really looking for these opportunities. It's an industry that's growing at 17% a year. It's actually expected to be at more than $1.4 trillion industry globally in the next 2 years. So Wisconsin is definitely on the map and has lots of opportunities for relaxation and wellness.
Now, why do spas make a good day trip or even weekend trip?
Well, you know, it's easy enough in Wisconsin. We're a huge drive market, so you can easily hop in the car and find a location to, you know, quickly get there and just immediately fall into the relaxation that day spa is offering. And we have several resort-style spas where you can spend the night and really immerse yourself for more than 24 hours and come back to the world completely refreshed.
And it does refresh you. It might be kind of cliche to say it, but it really truly does, just to unhook for a while, right?
It really does. I have to admit, several of the places we're talking about today, I've been a customer and I'm a big fan.
Me too. I will confess the same thing. So let's start off by talking about some of the spas that I think probably first comes to mind is Kohler. So what would we find if we went to this spa?
Yes. Okay. So Kohler, you know, they're known for their high-end plumbing fixtures, but they are actually a premier spa. They're located near Sheboygan in Kohler, and they're really focused on the restorative power of. So you're going to be in this complete state of relaxation as of only 5-star spa in Wisconsin. They have world-class services, those water-based treatments and therapies, unique hydrotherapy, bathing services that take advantage of Kohler design products. So everything is very beautiful, of course. And they also have other services like facials and hair and scalp treatments. So lots of ways to melt into relaxation at the Kohler spa.
And there's a lot to do other than the spa too, isn't there?
There is, you know, you can stay overnight at the American Club. It is Wisconsin's only 5-diamond resort. It's a historic property. It will blow you away. It was actually built originally for newly arriving immigrants working at the Kohler Company, and it's now just been transformed into this all-around luxury destination. They have fresh flowers throughout, and they're actually grown on site at their garden center. They have two fabulous restaurants, the Sun-Drenched Greenhouse, where you can enjoy your pastry in the morning. There's fine dining at the Immigrant Restaurant. And they also have just, you know, plush beds, elegant furnishings, all of the Kohler fixtures in the bathroom. And then some other activities, too. You can get your heart pumping with a cycling class at their Bold Cycle Studio. You could join a Yoga on the Lake class, and that's overlooking the peaceful serenity of Wood Lake. Or you could just go hiking on the resort's trails.
And I heard there's some golf courses there. I don't. Larry mentioned that at some point.
Oh, Larry would know.
yes, he would.
World class golf courses. Some
Absolutely.
Of the big golf courses that have put Wisconsin in the national or international spotlight for golf are right outside the door.
For yeah. sure. Yeah, it's a treat all around. But there's some more, obviously. What about in the Wisconsin Dells? I mean, there's some there too, right?
Yes, I'm a big fan of Sendara Inn and Spa. This is a nationally renowned wellness destination in the Wisconsin Dells. It's a premier spa. They've received numerous awards, actually, since they opened 20 years ago now. And they blend ancient wisdom with modern wellness practices to help you feel completely recharged. They offer what they call energy therapies, including Ayurvedic massage techniques, They also use a variety of massages, facials, body treatments, and more. They even have some services designed specifically for mothers to be, men, or couples. And like I know I've done a couple girls' getaways to Sundara, which is just a really fun escape for friends.
And it's pretty central to most of the people in Wisconsin, so that is a good thing. And actually, we've got a caller. Sharon in De Pere wants to share her recommendation. Go ahead, Sharon.
Hi, we vacation every summer in Door County, and for about the past 10 years, we've been going to this spa at Sacred Grounds in Ephraim. It's amazing, and they have a little outside holy hut, and I always get my massage, my aromatherapy massage, in the quiet little hut.
I love it. I love it. Are you familiar with it, Anne?
I'm not. I just wrote it down. Thank you, Sharon. That sounds just spectacular. And of course, Ephraim, Door County, a spa, a holy hut. Can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong, absolutely. Let's now talk about Lake Geneva, another spot for people who want to come to a little bit more high end in some cases. So what do they have to offer there?
This one is very, very special. It's the Abbey Resort in Lake Geneva, and the Avani Spa is the Abbey's full service spa. It's open to overnight guests, and there's a day visitor way to enjoy it. And you're going to be treated to a complete menu of services that promote peace and relaxation. Popular options at Avani Spa include their signature body treatments. So they incorporate minerals, aromatherapy, care products to make it very unique. One example is the Lavender Dreams treatment, which uses earthy minerals and lavender. Oh, sounds so great for
Wow,
a full
I feel
body.
relaxed just so you talking about
Me
it.
too. They also have warm body oil that they'll combine with healing stones, acupressure face massages, and foot massages. Just amazing. And you can actually extend your visit to Avani Spa by spending the night at the Abbey Resort. That's opened in 1963. It's a go-to destination for Lake Geneva. The resort is located right on the lake, and it boasts more than 300 suites and guest rooms. They're modern, renovated rooms, and they have sort of a subtle nautical theme and very plush beds.
And that is a wonderful spot to spend some time doing all kinds of different things, Lake Geneva.
Well, that's what I love. All of these spas kind of land in the heart of another place in Wisconsin that if you want to step outside the resort walls and just enjoy the destination in a different way, so many options. And you're right, Lake Geneva is just spectacular.
And most of these places have, like you said, a menu of things that you can choose from. So you don't need to get a pedicure if you have a problem with people touching your feet. There's just so many different things that you probably have never experienced before.
At the Abbey, you can actually go swimming. It's an indoor pool, so any time of the year, it's a sun-soaked indoor pool. There's also an immersion entertainment center, so they have billiards, air hockey, even a movie theater. And you can also savor on-site dining locations there too. So the waterfront restaurant is known for its lake views and Friday fish fry.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about some things that are maybe like destinations for it themselves. So people spend the weekend. I believe there's one in Green Lake.
This one is so special. So you can make a trip to Berlin in Green Lake County for a wholly, what they call unique farm to spa concept. This is called the Dandelion Farm. They have luxurious goat milk products on site they make from their own herd of 43 lovingly raised goats. So the milk there forms the heart of many of their lotions, their skincare products, soaps, and more. And then these quality products are used in a range of holistic treatments at Dandelion Farm. So they have Reiki massages, they do astrology readings, they have a salt room. You're just gonna love the products and just can even actually take some of them home with you too.
Absolutely. We are talking about spa destinations in Wisconsin with Ann Sayers. She's the secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. If you've got a recommendation or a question, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 800-642-1234. And of course, you can always send an email, and that's talk@wpr.org. And the next one on the list is right here in Madison, and it's got a pretty unique setting. Tell us about that one.
Yes, Kosha Wellness Spa and Retreat is located in the wonderfully restored Garver Feed Mill. It's actually been touted by a number of publications, including National Geographic. It is so beautiful in there. Indian-born, Madison-raised founder of Kosha grounds her treatments in Ayurveda, which is the traditional Indian art of medicine. Her services include massages and facials, wellness consultations, organic meals, and personal retreats. And you can visit for Community Spa Tuesdays for a discounted access to the spa's steam room, sauna, and sanctuary.
Oh, that's wonderful. You said about discounts. I mean, some of these can be fairly pricey. What kind of budget are we looking at here?
You know, it really depends on the location, but sometimes you just got to treat yourself. Another idea is it makes for wonderful. A lot of them offer gift cards. So it's a really nice gift, you know, for Mother's Day or for, you know, the holidays, something for people to look forward to and have that experience, which we know we see over and over again how much people value experiences over things. And this is one of those items that people just love.
Absolutely. That's a really good point. And Mother's Day is coming up in not too long. So this might be a good thing to give to the mom in your life. And then if we could go way up to Bayfield, there's another one that's kind of interesting, too. Tell us about that one.
Absolute gem here in the Wild Rice Retreat. It's a wellness resort in beautiful Bayfield County. It's right on the shores of Lake Superior. It's all rooted in nourishment, expression, and movement. You'll spend the night in beautiful Scandinavian-inspired lodging, very warm and cozy, best night's sleep ever. The resort is all about fostering wellness, and there's actually a bunch of classes and experiences that you can participate in. There's relaxing massage therapies, insightful professional coaching, transformative energy balancing, and they actually host guided retreats too. So that's something to look into. It's multi-day organized retreats, and they bring in well-known wellness instructors and experts, and then they lead retreat groups through guided activities to evolve and grow together.
As I love that all of these have their own special uniqueness to it that kind of represents their area or what they do. We're going to be up there with the show at the end of May, so for Bayfield and Bloom, so maybe I'll check that one out. We have a call from Phil in Cumberland. Go ahead, Phil.
Hi, I just wanted to talk about a relatively new spa in Cumberland. It's called Salud, S-A-L-U-D, Spa in Salt Cave. They have a wonderful salt cave, hydro massage, massages, as well as hair care, beauty product. I mean, just an amazing place in downtown Cumberland. My favorite is Salt Cave. You're in there for half an hour, 45 minutes, and you come out and you feel like a brand new person.
Oh, that's wonderful, Phil. Thank you so much. Is that one new to you, Anne?
It is. And, you know, Phil, while you were talking, I looked it up, and that salt cave is gorgeous. I definitely would like to check that out.
Yeah, that is a fairly new offering, isn't it, salt caves?
Yes. And you can find them in a lot of places now. And he's right. You do feel like a new person when you emerge.
It's amazing. Who would have thought? And there's floating pools. And it's just endless of all the new things that you can try. Self-care, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's having its moment for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that was one of the questions I had. Now, this is really, you had mentioned how big it's been getting, but I mean, 30 years ago, you never really even heard much about this, did you?
You really didn't. And I just love how Wisconsin has embraced the trend. And I think it's very authentic to who we are in a state with these two great lakes, and the 15,000 inland lakes, where we're nearly half covered in forest. And I just think it lends itself well to revitalizing yourself. This is a place where you can find a lot of peace and quiet and connection to nature, connection to self. And we're seeing these locations embrace it and doing it really, really well. I mean, getting nationally recognized for the kinds of services they're putting out there.
Yeah, if you consider what the competition is, That really is a good one for Wisconsin, for sure. Let's go to Clark County and the Christine Center. What's that one doing there?
Yes, it's just all about inner peace and renewal at the Christine Center. They welcome visitors of all backgrounds to find stillness and peace at this retreat center. It's been there for more than 40 years, and they've embraced the Franciscan principles of contemplation, hospitality, compassion, simplicity, transformation, and care for the earth. So when you arrive, you'll be welcomed under the proclamation of We Are One, and you'll be encouraged to take a journey of self-discovery while you're there. It offers a range of programming for visitors. There's personal retreats. You can do multi-day group workshops focusing on practices like yoga, meditation, other transformational experiences, and then spend the night at the Christine Center in one of their guest rooms or in one of the modern Hermitage cabins.
Hermitage cabins. That's interesting. I bet you they're a little bit nicer than those old hermit caves, right?
I think it's hermit inspired.
I think you are right. Now, saunas are just all the rage right now. We had an article or a show about one not too long ago. Our friends at Wisconsin Today just actually went out and experienced one. And right now, there are a couple that you recommend. What's great about the Nordic Night Sauna? That's in Stevens Point.
There are so many, but yeah, we pulled a few for you here in Stevens Point. The Nordic Night Sauna is a community-driven sauna experience. They opened this public sauna powered by a wood-fired Finnish stove. It's a communal sauna experience tucked into an urban oasis in downtown Stevens Point, and it's surrounded by flower beds and flora. Also, you could check out the Wellness Spa for another option to add to your trip while you're in Stevens Point. They offer treatments rooted in Eastern therapies, and they lead classes in Tai Chi, Qigong, and yoga.
Wonderful. And then up in Door County, there's one too, right?
There is. So this is a really fun idea in Door County. This sauna comes to you. It's called Up North Saunas. It's in Sister Bay. It's at least based there, but they offer mobile sauna rentals. So the company will actually transport the wood-burning barrel sauna to you so you can enjoy it for up to a week. So you could do that thing where you book a place, bring your whole travel party, and then actually rent a sauna to put on site right next to you while you enjoy your Door County getaway. Perfect if you're renting a cabin or a house. And each sauna is large enough to accommodate up to 6 people.
Oh, my gosh.
It comes with 2 bundles of firewood. You get essential oils. You get traditional sauna hats, a 100-gallon dunk tank if you're looking to take the ice bath after your steamy sauna. And they will actually just bring it right to your front door. Isn't that cool?
That is such a great idea. I love that. I love that. So what are some of your favorite treatments when you go to a spa?
Well, I definitely love the sauna, but I'm not as big on the ice dunk afterward.
Yeah.
But I know that's hard. I know if an expert were on here, they would say, no, Anne, do the full thing. But I like the sauna part a lot.
I know. I've heard, you don't even feel it. You're nice and warm and what you act. I probably not. I think I'll pass that myself, too. So what else has been going on with the department lately? Gearing up towards spring things?
Yes, it's a really big year for Wisconsin tourism. Once again, in 2023, we broke a record at $25 billion in economic impact. And it just feels like Wisconsin has kind of arrived at a new level after having shown Top Chef and hosted that. And now we have the NFL draft coming up next month, which means a whole lot of people will either be coming to the Fox Valley or they will be watching us on TV. So we want to make sure that we're telling the whole story of all that Wisconsin has to offer. And it's just so much, from outdoor recreation and culinary to the arts and culture. And now this whole world of wellness and relaxation. There's just so many things we want to talk about and ways we want to welcome people to our state so they can experience it in every single season.
Yeah. Now talk a little bit about your website, because that is really a key to finding great things to do or places to see, isn't it?
Yes. I really recommend people take a look at it, whether you're just planning a day trip or you're looking for your summer getaway, travelwisconsin.com. We have over 16,000 listings of different locations and things to do. We have seasonal reports. So snow report is close to wrapping up here, although the ski hills are still making some snow, so you can find some hills and slopes still open, but use that to plan your snow getaways. But then coming up will be the trail report, just talking about all of the many trails in Wisconsin, what kind of condition they're in, how you might plan what restaurant or hotel you want to, or attraction you want to visit while you're doing your outdoor recreation. So just a lot of planning resources like that that give you hopefully lots of inspiration of more things to do.
For sure. Now, if someone's out there listening right now and says, hey, how come my event isn't on your page? How do they get listed?
Yes. So events are a huge part of what we do. And actually, I think as Wisconsinites, we don't realize how good we are at events. Other states don't do it like we do it. We celebrate everything. We have thousands of events during the year. So we have made it a priority to make sure they're on our website. There is a button on the site where you can submit an event if there's one we've missed. We always want to know that because, I mean, it's likely that visitors will find, if they're looking what to do this weekend or I'm looking in this part of the state, that event will pop up. And a lot of times that will center a trip and they'll kind of build out their itinerary from there.
Sure. I like that. I think it should be our new tagline. Wisconsin, we celebrate everything.
We really do, right?
I love that.
Nature. Yeah, it's this very welcoming sense of things. Like, we're going to do this thing. We'd like all of you to come and experience it with us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, try the food and take the photo and try some new activity you haven't tried before. We love offering that to people. And I'm always it's just like so heartwarming to talk to visitors when they say it was unexpected and I felt so welcomed. And those are always the big things you hear about Wisconsin. We're really good at it.
Yep. Hospitality for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for to sharing those spas. And there are many more out there. So just have to go to the website, take a look and find one that fits for you. So thank you for being with us.
So nice to be here. Thank you. Take care.
You too. Ann Sayers is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and we like to check in with them every once in a while to see what's going on. I'm sure we'll do that come spring. Up next, we're going to hear how trivia games are made with the owner of Quizmaster Trivia. And then at noon, we talk with the author of Bummer Camp. It's a fun novel about summer camp and family.